Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Wearing clothes to boast or show off. Ummul mu'minin Sayyida Ummu Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not look at that person mercifully who wears a garment with which he intends to boast and attract the attention of people as long as that garment remains on him. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wears a garment to gain popularity and to attract attention will be made to wear the same garment in the hereafter before being flung with it into the fire of Jahannam. Another narration reports thus, whoever wears any garment whereby he intends seeking popularity, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will dress him in garments of disgrace in the hereafter and cast him into the fire of Jahannam thereafter. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wears a garment in order to gain popularity, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ignore him as long as he does not remove such garments. Note, boastful garments refer to any such garment which a person wears so that he may be the center of attention and the subject of people's talk. It also means that a person wears a garment so that people may praise him. This stirs the anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and will be a means of the eventual humiliation of that person. The intention of wearing a garment should firstly be for the sake of concealing one's body, as concealing the body is a commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Secondly, one could wear beautiful garments with the intention that the hadith informs us that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself is beauty and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves beautiful things. Thirdly, one could wear costly garments in order to display the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon one, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has instructed us to expose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties upon us in an expression of gratitude. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.